We paid less for our Craftmatic today than we did 20 years ago.
If you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and free information on today's Craftmatic adjustable beds. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Rated number one by consumers nationwide on ConsumerAffairs.com. Craftmatic beds come in all mattress types, including cool gel memory foam for up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand. Enjoy temporary relief of low back pain, poor circulation, nighttime heartburn, mild arthritis. You'll sleep better in a Craftmatic adjustable bed. So if you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and information. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Discover Craftmatic for less, up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand.
Call 1-800-316-5271. That's 1-800-316-5271. 1-800-316-5271. Call now.
Radio Today. The program is Dick Lyles on Business, Career, and Work. Just call me, Dick Lyles, to help you solve specific problems you face in your career, topics you want to learn more about in order to achieve success, or anything else related to business, your career, and the economy. We'll keep you informed and help you to be successful in pursuing your life's calling, whatever that may be. Toll-free number 844-610-8255. Write that down, 844-610-8255. Number's good 24/7, so if you call sometime when we're not on the air, we'll leave a message and we'll get back to you and we'll figure out a way how to answer your question on the air. That website is Dick Lyles, that's D-I-C-K-L-Y-L-E-S on business.com, Dick Lyles on business.com. You can reach us there or send us questions there as well. By the way, I have a email question that I got through the website that I'm going to kick off the program with this week from a woman in Texas asking how to be a leader when I'm not back, when I'm not the boss. So here's the email. It says, "Hi, Dick. This may sound like a strange question, but I really want to be a strong, ethical leader at work. Yet I'm not a boss at all. I'm an administrative assistant, and I work at a corporation in Texas. Is this even possible?" Leanne. Well, it absolutely is. And some of the most amazing leaders that we have seen in the last several decades have started out exactly the way you are, Leanne. Colleen Barrett is one example that comes to mind almost immediately. She became president of Southwest Airlines after serving as Herb Kelleher's executive assistant at his law firm. She started out as executive assistant, and then Herb Kelleher built Southwest Airlines into this phenomenal success in the airline industry. And then when he stepped down, he made Colleen president of Southwest Airlines. She did a fabulous job. She's really an amazing leader, and she demonstrated that leadership by starting in an administrative role. Carly Fiorina is another one that comes to mind. Carly Fiorina started out as a temp and then as an administrative assistant and then gradually worked her way up to head Hewlett-Packard. You know, when she was there, she oversaw one of the biggest technological mergers in world history. I mean, did a phenomenal job with it, ended up running for president and became a vice presidential candidate, all those sorts of things. And, you know, another one that I think about is somebody who was a phenomenal leader and impacted a number of people's lives in a hugely successful way, was my assistant for a number of years, Marcia Wilson. Marcia was absolutely phenomenal, and she touched everybody she came in contact with in a very special way. She people would comment about her and be influenced by her and her integrity, her values, her ethics. All of that just came through in an amazing way. And how she cared about people, cared about clients, cared about colleagues, cared about everybody she came in contact with, and left an amazing legacy, an amazing legacy. So here's a couple things to think about. Number one, lead by doing everything well, even the little things. No matter what your job is, if you do it well, people will notice that. They will be influenced by it, and that's what leadership is all about, is influencing other people, and they'll be inspired by it. When people see you doing a job and doing all the little things really well, they will be inspired and they will be influenced by it, and they will react to that, and they will see you as somebody that they want to allow to influence them even more, so it expands your ability to influence them in the future. Second issue that's an important issue to think about is make the people around you look good. You know, too many people these days think it's all about me, 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 I got to get all the credit for everything you do and all that kind of stuff. The people who have risen the quickest through the corporate ladder or through the career world, that throughout my tenure and my career, the people I've seen rise the quickest through the corporate ladder or the career ladder are the people who think more about how can I make everybody around me look good rather than me look good compared to everybody else. Because everybody knows. Because everybody knows. Everybody knows when somebody does a good job, everybody knows that everybody's doing that good job. So we really need to make sure that you make them look good, and when you do make them look good, then people will notice that, and they will want you to be on their team, and they'll pull you and they'll promote you more and more. And then the third thing that is important to ask is the question, what can I contribute? The question, what can I contribute? You know, you look around today and you say, what can I do to make things better here, better in my job, better for my company, better for our customers today than they were last week, last month, last year? What can I do to make them better in every respect? And then you begin to solve those problems. You begin to solve those problems in a way that is lasting and makes a difference. And if you don't have the authority to solve those problems, then you take solutions or recommended solutions to the people who do. You see, whoever sees the problem has the opportunity, has the responsibility to see to it that the problem gets solved. And so it's up to you, if you can, to take those problems and see to it that they get solved effectively. And you do that, again, by saying, what can I contribute? And what can I contribute is really easy. You know, you just listen to what people complain about when they're standing around the water cooler. What do people complain about when they're on coffee breaks? What do people complain about at lunch? You say, okay, is that a problem that I can help solve? What can I do to make a difference? If you do those things, lead by doing everything well, even the little things, make the people around you look good, and then ask the question, what can I contribute? What can I contribute to make things better around here? And be part of the solution rather than part of the problem. Then I'll tell you, starting out as an administrative assistant will not be any barrier at all. It will be a phenomenal stepping stone to the future. We had this job employment training program years ago where they took people on who were otherwise unemployable or looking for jobs, I should say. And they put them, it was called CETA, Comprehensive Employment Training Act for the government and so forth. I remember one guy who started that program, made such a powerful impression on people that he ended up becoming the city manager of San Diego, California, a major city, and he did a great job. He was a well-respected and top performing city manager that did a great job because he just kind of followed the rules that I just set. So you be a leader through what you do, through your role. Many people say circumstances create great leaders. You know, I thought, well, that person was able to lead because they were put in this tremendously challenging situation or circumstance or whatever. That's just not true. That's false. Leaders emerge because of the responses the choices they make or the responses they make to the circumstances they face, no matter what those circumstances are. Leaders win with the hand they've been dealt. So if this is your situation and this is where you're starting, then you say, how am I going to play this hand as best as I can possibly play it so that I can turn this around and make it a win? Make it a win for me, make it a win for my career. Circumstances don't create great leaders. Leaders emerge because of their response to the circumstances they're dealt or the circumstances they face. And so whatever your circumstances, whatever your role, whatever your situation, say, how am I going to play this? How am I going to play this? And, of course, you start by doing everything well, even the little things. Make everybody around you look good. Build them up. And then ask, what can I contribute? I was talking to a guy once who got to a high level in the corporation, CEO in a very short period of time, and said, why? And he said, well, because throughout my career, he said, everything I've always done has been to try and make my boss and people I work for look good, make my coworkers look good, and make my subordinates look good. And with everybody around me moving up, I just went with the flow. Well, that's not what happened. You see, he exceeded the flow. He exceeded the flow because he made people look good and created a demand for himself in the job market. Coming up after this break, we have an interesting interview with successful businesswoman Catherine Moran. We're going to talk to her about paychecks of the heart. It's going to be a very interesting interview, so stick with us. Don't even think about touching that dial. We'll be right back after this.
Hi, do you recognize my voice? If you do, it's probably because you're one of the 4 million people who've watched the Population Research Institute's animated videos on YouTube. PRI makes smart, easy-to-understand videos explaining complicated pro-life issues, and they're funny, too. Check them out today at pop.org/YouTube.
Because you're active in your church, you may have wondered, how can we maintain the quality of our stained glass windows? What is their value? What would repairs cost? You can get a no-cost analysis of your church's stained glass windows at willithauser.com. To help you make the best decisions for restoration or new windows. A free inspection and evaluation of your church's windows by the Willett Hauser Artisans can answer your questions. Over 120 years of stained glass design and restoration experience. WillettHauser.com.
This show is sponsored in part by Catholic Funeral and Cemetery Services, a nonprofit diocesan ministry serving in many dioceses. As an extension of your parish community, we specialize in guiding you through the entire end-of-life process, making decisions easy and faith-driven for you now and for your loved ones later. 800-498-4989. That's 800-498-4989.
Need extra income? Hope in a Can is a work-at-home business opportunity. Be part of a positive, proactive team who care about your success as their first priority. Earn income by helping others improve health through superior epigenetic products. It's as simple as that. To learn more, go to hopeinacan.com. That's hopeinacan.com or call 877-793-9205. 877-793-9205 or hopeinacan.com.
Did you know that in many places around the world, babies are aborted simply because they're the wrong sex? And did you know that in some cases, your tax dollars even pay for it? At the Population Research Institute, we make it our job to know these things and keep you informed. To learn more, visit pop.org.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370. 800-605-5370. Call 800-605-5370. 605-5370.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. That's 800-430-7570.
BizTalkRadio.com.
Welcome back, and thanks for sticking with us. I'm Dick Wiles on Business, Careers, and Work. Toll-free number, 844-610-8255. Have an interesting guest with us today. We're going to talk with Catherine Moran, who's on the line. She's a Pennsylvania-based small business owner with Hope in a Can. Hope in a Can is just a fabulous work-at-home opportunity that I've known about now for a decade or so. And Catherine has absolutely been one of the driving forces behind Hope in a Can. But what I find especially interesting about you, Catherine, is that you're passionate about earning what you call paychecks of the heart. So let's talk a little bit about that. What do you mean? Welcome to the program. And what do you mean by paychecks of the heart?
Okay, Dick, before I start that, I just wanted to mention something that at the end I'd like to tell a little bit more about the free giveaway than what was given in there, just so I say that. So
okay.
Okay, paychecks of the heart to me, it's called paychecks of the heart to me because I'm making a difference, a significant difference in people's lives. Now, some people as customers for their health, some people are looking for a home-based business, as I was. I was looking for help for my health because I had a career of 27 years as a hairstylist and raising three kids. So I was a busy lady, but I making a difference in other people's lives like they did for me, that I call paycheck of the heart. You help them with their health, you help them with, and if we need great wellness plans today the times are definite, and also paychecks coming in consistently and faithfully. And I can do this from home and make a difference in people's lives like I never did before.
Boy, that's fabulous. You know, a lot of people, when they think about a business, whether it's a work-at-home business or they think about going into business for themselves, a small business, maybe it's a storefront or maybe it's a web-based, it doesn't matter what kind of business it is, they oftentimes just think only in terms of the money. Well, you know, what kind of money can I make and so forth. And they don't think about the intrinsic sort of rewards that come from it that are really the things that are going to kind of get you up in the morning and cause you to look forward to getting to work and to go into to the job, so to speak, or going to the business and doing those kind of things. And that's actually more important, isn't it, than the paycheck?
Absolutely. You're making a significant difference in other people's lives and your own family's life. You can cook, put a meal on and put it on the slow cooker and throw a load of wash in and still be there helping other people, setting up appointments. We have free trainings and free webinars, setting those times up with the people that are serious and really want this and really would like to help other people. That's what we look for.
And, you know, in my past interviews with you, Catherine, one of the people I done a lot of work with, still good friends with, in fact, I ran his company for a few years, was Ken Blanchard. And one of the things that Ken likes to say is that the role of profits or the role of money in business. It really is the applause you get from doing all the other things well. In other words, it's not the purpose, it's an outcome, but it's an outcome like the applause you get. The real meaning of it, if you don't understand what your purpose is about in relationship to people and the people that you serve, then you're never going to quite get it and never going to be a truly successful entrepreneur, are you?
Right, that's right. You won't have that deep satisfaction that you've done something that made a difference and you were paid for that.
So give us some more examples of paychecks of the heart from your business.
Sure. There's different ways how it's done with our business. We go to different functions. We listen. You really have. You need to be a good listener. I think I had a good lead on that because I was a hairstylist. I always had to listen to what they wanted, mm-hmm. and then I would guide them with my experience what was good for them. Well, the same thing goes with this. You're going to listen. How can I help this person? What are their needs? Is it health? Are their children sick? Are they looking for a way because they're spending so much money in medical costs and medicines with side effects that this is something that can make a true difference in their life? Because I believe our bodies work best with great nutrition. And when we have not all that stress from worrying about money, now we have a way to pay and get our wellness plan. I get my wellness plan free today because I've helped a lot of people. And
wow,
that's wonderful. I'm making more in my 60s than I did as a hairstylist standing on my feet all day than I did just, I do it from home. And I do have events that they're fun. I call them fun. It's being like a family gathering, you know?
But you know,
it triggers something good and wonderful.
Absolutely, and it triggers another thought in my mind that a lot of times people are reluctant to get into some businesses or some roles in business because they're afraid of the concept of selling. It's like,
right,
oh, I have to sell this. I have to sell a product or sell a service to somebody, and I don't like sales. I don't like to sell. But good selling is really, as you just described it, it's listening and problem solving. It isn't. I mean, if you don't want to give something they can't something to somebody they can't use or they don't want, but if you listen and find out what they want and what they need and you have a solution to that, then you actually solve the problem with your product or service. Then it's a problem solving and it's a service to that person. It's not a manipulation.
Right, and that fear holds us back oftentimes.
Catherine, I think that's true, but I want to cut in here because I want to make sure that we talk about the free giveaway that you've got for listeners. Let's talk about that.
The free giveaway is a registration. That registration gives you not a one-time savings, a whole year of savings, plus your interested people will be invited on webinars and trainings are free. So that is really big and key that you can get a business started free by working with the people and showing you're serious. Nobody ever pressures anybody. We don't believe in that.
So you can get involved with this. You can learn all about it for free at no cost. So that means no risk. You can learn all about how to get involved with Hope in a Can. So where do they go to find out about this?
And they go to hopeinacan.com. And then we have a 855 number, which is 855-921. H-O-P-E.
Let me repeat that. 855, that's toll free, 855-921-H-O-P-E, or HOPE, 855-921-HOPE. Or they can go to Hope in a Can, all one word, hopeinacan.com. And if they do that, they get a free registration, which means they can listen into webinars, find out all about product, find out all about a Hope in a Can, everything they need to know to test this opportunity for financial independence and freedom for free.
Absolutely. Dick, it was great talking with you. And also, this is willable to your children and grandchildren. It's a residual income.
So. Oh, wow. So it's something you can pass on from generation to generation. Catherine, it's always great talking with you. Thank you very much. We'll be right back after these brief messages.
Do you want to take the great shows of BizTalk Radio wherever you go? Well, now you can with the new BizTalk Radio app for iPhone and Android devices. Now all the great shows of BizTalk Radio are with you wherever you go, just an arm's reach away on your smartphone. Download today at the App Store or the Google Play Store and get the brand new BizTalk Radio app. It's biz for you wherever you go with the new BizTalk Radio app.
Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guidant Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. That's 800-570-6630.
Hey, Bob, how's business? Is the new website helping?
Not good. I can't figure out how to get the website finish. How did you do it?
Easy. I called web.com. They built my website for free. Then they promoted it on all the search engines.
Like Google, Yahoo, and Bing?
Exactly. And web.com has helped grow my business so much, I had to bring on new staff.
Call now. 1-800-535-9652. That's 1-800-535-9652.
There is no upfront charge for building the website, after which the ongoing fee applies. Rights to the website are relinquished upon cancellation unless otherwise purchased.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand, call Consolidated Credit now. If you're making the minimum payments, but your balance is just not going down, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it will take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 5 million people with credit card debt. They can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. If you're struggling with credit card debt, the first step is yours. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-463-1749. 800-463-1749. That's 800-463-1749. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services Incorporated, 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Not a loan company. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services or by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM-19, Oregon DM-80031. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation Commission. License number DC-32.
What is term life insurance? It's basically a financial protection plan for your family if you pass away. It can be a hard purchase. Think about it. It's one of the few major purchases you can make that you will personally never use. But you've got to have it to protect your family. And you owe it to yourself to shop and compare to get the best possible rates. For term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more, call the Term Lifeline today.
800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068. Remember, we specialize in term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more, and we have great rates for smokers too. So call today. 800-957-6068. 800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068.
Do you owe $10,000 or more on at least two federal student loans? Then you may qualify for new programs offered by the Department of Education. These programs can reduce your interest, lower your payments, and possibly qualify you for loan forgiveness. If you have $10,000 or more and at least two federal student loans and currently not in school, you may qualify for one of these programs. Call now to check your eligibility. Student loan advisors are standing by to help you determine if you qualify for these new programs. They can help you reduce your interest, lower your payment, and even forgive a portion of your student loan debt. Take control of your financial future. Make this free 5-minute free call now to Nationwide Student Loans and learn how you can reduce your student loan debt.
800-439-1588. 800-439-1588. 800-439-1588. 800-439-1588.
biztalkradio.com.
Welcome to Dick Wiles on Business Careers and Work. Call me to help you solve problems about your career, topics you want to learn more about in order to achieve success, or anything else related to business, career, and the economy. That toll-free number is 844-610-8255, 844-610-TALK, open phones, so give us a call right now. We're going to have open phones for the rest of the hour, so get in the queue right now and we'll take your calls. Let's go to the phones. Let's go to Marty, who's calling from the East Bay Area in San Francisco. Hey, good morning, Marty. How you doing?
Oh, doing good. Thanks for taking my call, Mr. Lyles.
Happy to do so.
You know, my question is concerning our economy, and in particularly here with yesterday's big, you know, big topic with the Brexit and the apparent, you know, reconciliation that's going on in Europe. I mean, this started, you know, several years ago with Greece and their debt crisis and, you know, and the austerity measures and lots of, you know, headline news there. And now, you know, it appears, you know, with Europe, you know, and their stimulus and now we're seeing crisis and different, you know, very fearful words used here in the press with regards to the Brexit. So my question is, you know, what are your thoughts on the impact of this in the global economy, but probably most importantly, you know, the U.S. and our stability and our jobs here?
Well, you know, I think it's a great question, Marty, and it's something we should all be tracking. And it's interesting that we weren't covering it very much in this country. In the United States, we weren't giving it much coverage at all until it happened. And then it was, oh, my gosh, this is a tremendous shock. You know, this has been building for quite a while, and we've sort of not paid much attention to it. And I think there are a couple reasons for that. And I think as we try to sort out the mess that's existing, not only with Brexit, but with world financial matters and the economy and so forth in general, that you need to be really careful because there are so many competing interests here. And each one of these competing interests is trying to put their own spin on it to make it sound the way they want to make it sound so that they can achieve their selfish best interest. Part of what's happened in the world today is that the elites, you know, the people at the head of businesses, including banks and so forth, and the people at the head of most major governments around the world, well, most governments totally, not just the major ones, but the elites, if you will, the governing class, the political class, and the upper economic class, have all become selfish and self-serving. And as a general rule, I mean, there are very, very few people around in leadership positions today that you would call statesmen, people who are really looking to serve the interest of state, looking to serve the interest of the common good. And so I think that the Brexit issue is layered. One of the layers that we have to consider with the Brexit issue is that with the European Union being formed, there were a lot of people in the economic world, in the finance world, banking and so forth, and business and industry, who benefited from the European Union at the expense of the people in those countries.
Mm-hmm.
And people now in those countries are realizing, you know what? This leadership is not working for our best interest. It's not working for the common good. It's working for the greedy self-interest of a select few. Much the same as what I think has happened over the past year and a half in America. I mean, it's been going on longer than that, but the real awakening has only occurred during this presidential cycle, where large numbers of people have awakened to the fact that the governing elite, but from both parties, Republicans and Democrats, have been serving themselves and not serving, you know, serving themselves first, using the parties as a way to serve themselves, and no one is interested in serving the country. And so I think that part of the reason that Brexit has been kept under wraps and not received much publicity until now in the United States is because people did, you know, the governing elites, the elites, and that includes people in the media and so forth, didn't want people to begin to, didn't want to acknowledge that people were awakening to this disservice that the elites are projecting on society in general and the world at large. And so I think what's happening is that politically, the reason it happened was that people are tired of that. People are tired of people in leadership positions serving themselves and not the common good. And people in the UK got fed up with it, and that's why they did Brexit. So I think people in the United States got fed up with it, and that's why Donald Trump got the Republican nomination, and Bernie Sanders did so well on the Democratic side. I mean, the only reason Bernie Sanders didn't get the nomination on the Democratic side is because the Clinton machinery had just been so effective for so long at buying so many people off and you know, getting signed, sealed, and delivered. And he still almost knocked them off. I mean, he still almost knocked them off. And so I think the two are related. I think what's happened in Brexit and what's happening in the United States are symptoms of the same phenomena. Now, in terms of what effects it'll have, I think any economic effects that it'll have on the common person will over time probably be better and not worse, because it's going to weaken the stranglehold of the elites on things like the economy and government spending and those sorts of things, and put individuals back closer in control. Anytime you bring government closer to the people benefit. And I think the EU took government and governing away from, it made more distance between them and the people. And I think that's what has happened in America, is that the governing elite have become detached from the people. And that's why they're just beside themselves with Trump's nomination and just went bananas at the success of Bernie Sanders. And even though Bernie Sanders' solutions won't work, the fact is that he was still able to tap into the resentment of so many people that they said anything is better than maintaining the status quo of the governing elite serving itself. What do you think?
Yeah, well, you know, what was really interesting to me was and you're right, it seemed like surprise, you know, in watching the market Thursday, you know, it ran up a couple hundred points here in the U.S., and it was like there was just a huge, you know, surprise Friday morning when we woke up. So it seemed to be, you know, pretty off the radar. And then as I was just talking with people, friends of mine, Friday, a lot of people thought that the Great Britain removed themselves from the euro. People don't really understand what the European Union is. And
right.
So this is an opportunity for people to really get informed and learn and understand what's going on.
And they need to do that,
because
right now the body politic is so uninformed about what's going on in the world. We need to learn so we can make smarter decisions. And, you know, the stock market crash, it was down, what, 500 or 600 points and so forth. I know on Friday, I know a lot of people who are knowledgeable people who are buying like crazy Friday. I mean, maybe not buying like crazy, but at least investing Friday because they thought it was a good time to invest. So I think the negative financial dynamics on things like the stock market, only time will tell, but my hunch is that that's going to be passing. That's not going to happen very long. I think we'll bounce back. What's happening is the elites are just upset. The elites are upset because they lost ground. Go ahead.
Yeah, and we're going to go through some short-term pain, but to your point, it will be healthier as a result down the road. And we can just pray that the people become more informed and make prudent decisions going forward.
I think that's what they have to do, Marty. I think this should be a wake-up call for all of us, and if it serves that effect, then it's going to be an amazingly positive event. We're going to take another short break, then we'll take some more of your calls at numbers 844-610-8255. Give us a call right now.
My health insurance is killing me.
Well, it was killing me, too. That's why I just switched to a non-insurance ministry. It only costs $320 per month for my family of seven, and it's even less for couples and singles.
Wow.
It's a solid organization, been around 17 years. We have the dependability of a proven method, but it's different. It's Christian-based, so we don't have to pay for non-Christian practices like abortions. Plus, we can choose our own doctors.
What is it?
Samaritan Ministries. SamaritanMinistries.org.
That's easy to remember. SamaritanMinistries.org.
Need extra income? Hope in a Can is a work-at-home business opportunity. Be part of a positive, proactive team who care about your success as their first priority. Earn income by helping others improve health through superior epigenetic products. It's as simple as that. To learn more, go to hopeinacan.com. That's hopeinacan.com. Or call 877-793-9205. 877-793-9205 or hopeinacan.com.
This is a church. A church that might be like yours, with beautiful stained glass windows. Through the years, time and weather took their toll, so the people in this church went online and found Willett Hauser Architectural Glass. Willett Hauser did a free inspection and evaluation of the church's windows. Then their craftsmen, with over 120 years of stained glass design and restoration experience, brought the church's stained glass windows back to life. WillettHauser.com.
This show is sponsored in part by Catholic Funeral and Cemetery Services, a nonprofit diocesan ministry serving in many dioceses. As an extension of your parish community, we specialize in guiding you through the entire end-of-life process, making decisions easy and faith-driven for you now and for your loved ones later. 800-498-4989. That's 800-498-4989. 4989.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 877-439-MYTV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 877-439-MYTV.
Right now, to sign up for packages starting as low as $24.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call 877-439-MYTV. That's 1-877-439-MYTV.
Cancel the cable. Cut costs and get more.
Call 877-439-MYTV. That's 1-877-439-MYTV.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off. Call 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
Are you worried about losing your home to foreclosure? If you've been threatened with foreclosure or receive legal papers from your bank, you have approximately 30 days to respond. If you do not respond, you could lose your home. You have rights. Act now to protect your rights. You can stay in your home. Many times you can even modify your loan. The bottom line is you can get past this, but you must act right now. If you've been served by your bank and you're worried about losing your home to foreclosure, now is the time to fight back and save your home. Time is limited, so call the professionals at National Foreclosure Defense right now.
800-708-7922. 800-708-7922, 800-708-7922, 800-708-7922. That number again is 800-708-7922.
BizTalkRadio.com.
Have you with us still? I'm Dick Lyles on Business Careers and Work. Had some great calls today. We're heading down the home stretch. We'll take a couple more. 844-610-8255. 844-610-8255. Give us a call. We'll talk about anything you want to talk about, answer any questions you have. And so I want to get in a couple of emails before I do that, because we get a lot of emails to the website. That website is dicklylesonbusiness.com. Dick Lyles on Business, D-I-C-K. L-Y-L-E-S on business.com. Here's one. Here's a fun one. I want to deal with this because I think it's a good one. It's something we should all think about. It says, Dick, I discovered your show a month ago. Been listening faithfully ever since. Thank you very much. She said, I love it. Here's my question. How can I teach my children good business sense? Their ages 5, 8, and 12. Thanks. Caroline from Dallas. Well, I'll tell you, I think the age-old method for that, that's always worked and been tried and true, is to put them in business. Set up a Kool-Aid stand, sell cookies, do something like that, whatever, bake sale, but actually have them do it. And then when you have them do that, teach them as you go. So you say, okay, how would you like to do a Kool-Aid stand, learn about business? Oh, yeah, yeah, the kids love to do that, or sell cookies and Kool-Aid or whatever. And then you say, okay, in order to do that, if you want to make some money, you have to have some money to, where's that going to come from? And you say, okay, well, I'll put that money up for you this time and put it up, but, you know, if you want to do it. If you're going into business for yourself in the real world, you're going to have to figure out where that comes from. And then you have them put all the time and effort into making the Kool-Aid, baking the cookies, doing whatever, and then set up the little stand and sell them and do whatever it is, and then debrief with them lessons afterward. I'll tell you, we just did a very similar thing with grandkids because our granddaughter, who was 8, wanted to raise some money actually to make a charitable donation to a classmate of hers who was stricken with cancer. And so we did a Kool-Aid stand for her with some cookies and so forth, and did a really good job. I think they ended up making $60 or something, which for somebody who's 8 years old, that's pretty darn good for a couple hours work. And then she gave it all to the little girl that had cancer. But and it was wonderful that not only did she learn lessons about charity and lessons about love and lessons about caring and doing something for other people and got a tremendous deal amount of satisfaction from that, but she also learned about business and the process. And so I think that's one of the best things that you can do and one of the best ways you can go about it. The other thing is when you take the kids shopping or take them to buy something, just talk to them about the business that they bought that from. Say, gee, did you ever stop and think about what has to happen for all this stuff to get these products into the store and what this business person has to go with and so forth? I mean, usually you're not talking about much on the way to a shopping venue or on the way home, so why not make that a lesson about business and just teach them about business and the aspects of it? That's where I would start with that. Okay, let's go to another email here. Hi, Dick. I'm a freelance marketer, and one client owes me about $2,000. They want me to do more work, and I know they'll eventually pay, but right now it's been 2 months, and I can't be strung out any longer. I'd like to keep the client, but help. Thanks, Bill from Tennessee. So this is not an unusual problem for small businesses. Small businesses, and particularly small professional businesses, particularly consulting businesses, encounter this all the time. And the reason it happens is because they don't have a contractual relationship up front. So one of the things that you have to do if you're in a service business, particularly if you're a consultant, is draft a brief contract of services and say, in return for these services, so-and-so agrees to pay this amount. Doesn't have to be complicated, doesn't have to be a lot of other stuff, but if you want to, you can put, if you're a marketing consultant, for example, you could put non-disclosure agreements in there. We're not going to reveal any of the client's trade secrets to any of the competition or anybody else for that matter. Any business we take place will be confidential. So you can, protect their rights and do those sorts of things and so forth. But then I would say, in return for these services, they'll pay a fee of such and such payable. And I always put in my professional service contracts, I've been a consultant for 40 years, is I put payable net 10. And I just tell people, after the work's done, pay me within 10 days. And because I'm a small business person and I can't afford to bankroll you, I have to get paid for the work that I do. Now, if somebody wants to say, well, we can't pay within 10 days, can we make it 30 days? Okay, rewrite the contract and make theirs 30 days. But the important thing is that you put a payment date in there that says this will be paid by then. And then you also put a late payment penalty clause in. And you say, if the payment's not made by such and such a time, then 1% per month charge will be assessed against the unpaid balance until it's paid in full. And then what happens is a lot of the people you'd be working with are small businesses, and they're sort of juggling their who they pay and their accounts payable as well. And they're saying, well, I can get by with not paying this guy, so I'll let it slip. See, I can't get by with not paying them because there's a penalty if I don't pay them. Well, you want to put yourself in the can't get by with not paying them because there's a penalty box so that if, in fact, they don't pay you, you get interest on the money. And then it lessens the sting for you. It doesn't get you the full $2,000, but at least it gives you some interest. So if you're financing their business by, in essence, taking a forced loan from them, you're getting what might be considered some return, not interest. You wouldn't want to call it interest, but you'd call some kind of return on that money that they're keeping away from you. And so I would sit down with this client that owes you $2,000 and say, let's come up with a payment plan to pay me the $2,000, and let's come up with an agreement for all future services so we don't get this situation again. I really want to work with you, but I can't afford to finance your business. I want to thank David Garza, who quarterbacks the show from the studio in Little Rock, all the team at Business Talk Radio who made this show possible, Karen Walker. And most of all, I want to thank you for being with us each and every week. We'll see you again next week at the same time.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or service. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609.
or at biztalkradio.com.
biztalkradio.com.